The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
It's a party going on in here.
Woohoo!
Good morning, Rose Gray, and Andrea's here as well.
Good
We've
morning.
Never done this before.
Nope, we're tag teaming. So as we're coming in, I said, well, the cat's out of the bag that Andrea is not only a co-worker, a teammate of mine at Fox World Travel, but she's also my daughter. So now we can say I have my teammate, my daughter, and my chauffeur here with me today.
Chauffeur? How'd she get that title?
Well, I'm the luckiest girl in the world.
Somebody's got to take mom to the airport.
You're leaving today.
I am. So as soon as we're finished here, I'm going to pack it up and get on over to the airport so that I can take the Jean Miller Paris and Normandy Beaches River Cruise that we've been so looking forward to for so very long. And yes, it's true. We leave today.
Jean Miller's. That's the guy that used to do mornings here, right?
That is the guy that used to, some guy that hung around here for like 40 years or something.
That'll be a fun trip.
It is. I've traveled with Gene. I think this is my fourth trip with Gene in the group. Sometimes I was able to and sometimes I couldn't, but we've done Italy. I know he's done Ireland with us. We have done river cruise. And actually, this is going to be great because Gene and Luann have done two Avalon river cruises. And so now they will see what it's like to be on a Uniworld river cruise and can speak to the differences. They're both fabulous. They're both partners by I think platinum partners, Andrea, is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. And so we love them both, but for different reasons. It's sort of like when I said to Mark Murphy, now I'm doing a name drop. That's right. President of the Packers. And he was traveling with me and a group throughout Europe. And we had a question and answer like we will have with Gene, cocktails included. And everyone had asked their questions and there was about 10 minutes left. I thought, well, I'm not going to let this go by. And I said, Mark, can I ask you, you have a Super Bowl ring with both the Redskins as a player and the Packers as a president, which of them is more important to you or more special is what I said.
Good question.
And he immediately came back and said, Rose, they're like your children. You love them all, but in different ways.
Oh.
And his wife said, Mark, did you think of that all on your own? Yeah. So anyway, that's how we feel about Avalon and Uniworld. We love them, but differently.
Yeah, exactly. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. We always love participation during the show. Ask questions about travel. We always start the show with the biggest news of the week. What's the big news this week? Is there any?
It just is trickling in to from last week's big news. I mean, we had so much good news last week that I can't even. So we found out last week Friday that at midnight Sunday, we were not going to have to test to come back. I can promise you the people that are going with me and Jean Miller and Luann to Paris right now to get on this fabulous river cruise and then return to Paris and fly out a week from tomorrow are saying to themselves, thank you, thank you, thank you. We don't have to test.
It's not even the test. Not like the test is hard. It's the anticipation and the worry leading up to it. Like, how am I going to do on this test? Am I going to be stuck? What's going to happen?
And the people who were the least worried, Andrea, was somebody like you who had a letter of recovery.
I did. Yeah, it was so nice to not have that weighing on my mind the entire time I was on vacation and actually just be able to relax. So the fact that our travelers get to have that sense of, you know, relaxation and relief when they're there is so great for us at this point.
It was when we went to Punta Cana as a family, it was like the last couple days. It started creeping into your mind, right? And it just kind of put a weird thing to
a real vibe.
Yeah, like a weird vibe.
Like the people that were all fun and games at the beginning of the trip. And we all do the countdown. About halfway.
You don't want to leave to begin with, but now you got this other thing kind of hanging over your head.
Yep. And you're the jokester guy isn't making the jokes anymore. And you used to have a mimosa with breakfast and you know your test is at 10:30, so now you're like, yeah, I'm probably not gonna do that. And
we still drink.
No. Okay, some people handle it differently than others, apparently.
All right, so we have a great show lined up. We'd love to hear from you because that's what drives this thing. Calls are the best because we love to hear your voice. 855-616-1620 is the Acunet Mortgage Talking Text Line. Privileged to have both Andrea and Rose here today. a wealth of knowledge between the two, ready to answer your calls. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose, Andrea, my name is Dayton. We're all here today, ready to take your calls at 855-616-1620.
Isaac playing French music.
Isaac always pulling out the good music to play us into a segment. So tell us about what's going on the website on the Vacation Travel Show event.
Yeah, side. So thank you to those of you who joined the 16th of June Adventures by Disney. I know Frank and Chelsea knocked it out of the park. And that soon will be converted from a register now to a listen, because that happened last week. And on the 29th of June, you will not want to miss this. This is an all-inclusive vacations, what's new and trending. And so, Andrea, just, I hate to put you on the spot like this, but I feel like I can. can you give us like two, like knock your socks off resorts that we're probably going to be featuring?
Usually we have some new resorts that are up and coming. So the two that I'm really excited about, one is called Dreams Flora. It's a brand new build in Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. And the other one is Breathless Cancun Soul. So the Dreams property is going to be a family friendly. Both are part of the AMR resort chain, which we absolutely know and love. And I stay at as often as I can just because they're amazing. And the Breathless Cancun Soul was a brand new build that opened several months ago, right in the heart of Cancun, a perfect location. That one is adults only and definitely more entertainment focused and geared. So if you really like, entertainment, and good live shows and good music throughout the day. They have DJs that they feature. That would be a really good one for you too. But I'm sure that those will be on the webinar that Rose is hosting, just because, again, we really like to talk about those brand new up and coming resorts, especially when they're new builds, because they're really pretty.
So it's cool. So you go to our website, foxworldtravel.com. Under resources, you'll find vacation travel shows and events. You click on that event on the 29th of June, and it basically tells you what we're going to be featuring. And then my good friend and colleague and teammate, Katie Hawk, from our Sheboygan office, is one of our sun and fun specialists. How do you get to be that? I want to be a sun and fun
you
specialist.
You love the sun and the fun. And yeah. It's all things Mexico, all things Caribbean, and all things all-inclusive, which Katie is an absolute expert on, so she'll be a really, really, really good co-host.
Well, and then before the break, I said, and then we didn't drink a mimosa at breakfast, and Dayton said, well, that didn't stop him from drinking. So Dayton, you and your family love all-inclusives and have nothing but fabulous things to say
about them. Yeah, it's such a great way to go because, well, two reasons. One, you don't have to worry about anything. You just go and you just eat and drink and whatever you want to do, wherever, whatever time of day, there's always some food somewhere if you're, you know, have a weird schedule, if you're going on an excursion or whatever. But two, at the all-inclusives, you don't feel like you have to go anywhere. It's just, it's so relaxing. You get up in the morning and you just go sit by the pool. It's a great week. Great week to spend.
And the thing is, you have good intentions. Oftentimes you say, we're going to do at least an excursion. Come on, you guys. We're going to do an excursion.
And we typically do an excursion or two. But
and then you can also say, some people don't want to go to town, but I want to go to town.
Right.
So you go to the bellman's desk and say, what's my best option here? Yep. Should I get an Uber? Should I get a cab? Should I get a transfer? What's my best option? And they'll have all kinds of good options for you.
And the nice thing, too, when you're going generationally, is that a word?
That is a word. That's a
good
word. Because
there's all of us, right? It's from a newborn baby up to grandparents and great-grandparents, actually, of that newborn baby. Some people have never left the resort. They just didn't want to. They're like, I just want to lay here in the sun and just relax and read a book. Where others were like, well, we all went and did different excursions. It's just a great way to go for a big group like that.
They're so good at catering to everybody and every need. And even the buffets are like massive and cater to everybody's, you know, specialty dining restrictions. Right. If you have any. Yeah, they're such a great way to go, especially like Dayton said, if you have a lot of different age ranges, different likes, dislikes, they kind of cater to everybody.
All right, let's jump on the phone here. 855-616-1620, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. John in Oshkosh, good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. My question is this. We have a cruise for next year going out of Fort Lauderdale into the Caribbean, And as it stands right now, the cruise line that we're on, and I'm sure most of them are the same way, they will request that you have, not request, but demand that you have a COVID test done no more than 3 days prior to your boarding. And I called up some of the pharmacies in the area we're going to be staying in Florida prior to going over to Fort Lauderdale. And yes, they will give you the tests and so forth, but then they email you the results. I don't have a smartphone. We do have a laptop that I could get our results on. That's no problem. But when you get on to board the ship, obviously opening a laptop up is not going to be the way. Now, there's some friends of ours that we're going to be staying with prior to getting on the ship. They have a printer, and we could print out the results. But I don't know if the ships do that way, or if they require that you have a smartphone that you can show them that the results on the smartphone. So my question is, how is this handled? And what am I saying? Is that going to be handled? Will they allow you to do that, or do you have to do it on a smartphone?
No, that's a great question, John. Absolutely, what you can do is have that email forwarded to your friends with the printer, because otherwise you'd have to hook your laptop up to their printer and all that. Just forward the email to your friends with the printer and print it out, and they are more than happy to take a paper copy of that result.
Okay. The other thing is, too, do most of the insurances that you get prior to, travel insurance, prior to doing something like this, do they cover, let's just say, all of a sudden you got a positive test, and obviously you can't board, and now your trip is kind of, out, but yet you still have the money invested in it. Do most of the insurances, like what the ships offer, or Allianz or anything, do they cover that type of a situation?
If you get sick in any form, most of the time that's going to be a covered reason, which would allow you to cancel. If you have insurance purchased with a cruise line, that's something you'd want to ask them. But I know for sure we're like the third parties. Like, we sell Travel Guard. And if you are, again, sick with anything, if it's a cold, a family member becomes ill, you get COVID, anything like that, that would be considered a covered reason to allow you to cancel.
So, John, what I'm also guessing you're thinking is, what if I test positive and don't have any symptoms? So I'm not really sick, but you're being denied boarding for a covered reason, basically, with a positive test. So, yeah, and your traveling companion is also covered in that case.
All right. I thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Bon voyage, John. Bye-bye.
We will take a break, and there's more travel insurance questions coming up next. Ray in Bayview, we'll get to you. We do have a text on the line as well. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
We do have travel experts in the studio today. Andrea here with Rose as well. My name's Dayton Kane, 855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Let's go to Ray in Bayview. Good morning, Ray. What's your question?
Good morning. I'd just like to say, really enjoy the show, Rose. Listen every week.
Thank you.
We're fortunate enough, we've been taking a number of trips, and we're wondering at what point, we heard you mention in the past an annual trip insurance.
Yes.
Premium.
I actually have one myself.
And I'm wondering, you do. Does it have a limit of how many trips or a dollar amount, or how does that work?
Ray, let me ask you this. What is it you're looking to cover? Are you looking for health coverage and medical evacuation cover, or are you looking for trip cancellation?
The whole package.
Okay.
Pretty much everything.
So I am only aware, and I'm so glad Andrea is here because she can correct me if I'm wrong. I am only aware of an annual policy that would protect you for things like lost luggage, delays, medical emergencies. I think it's $500,000, Andrea, of medical evacuation.
Yep, that's correct.
And that sounds like insanity, right, Ray? Like, would I ever need $500,000 of medical evacuation? But if you're in some third world country and you got to get out of there, that goes pretty quickly. And it also gives you health coverage. And it is primary, as I understand it.
Right. If your medical insurance here in the U.S. would not cover you while you're traveling in a particular country, this then kicks in as primary.
But I'm uncertain about how it is going to cover you for trip cancellations, because trip cancellation insurance is almost always based on your age and the cost of the trip. So I think you'd be double dipping in some cases, because you'd have to have an insurance policy for the cancellation of that particular trip. But what I would do is go onto our website, because you can get a quote from Travel Guard, and put your information in, and it will give you a quote. And that quote, I believe, holds for 7 days. You don't have to buy anything, nothing. You just basically are giving it the information that you are requesting, and then it will pop up a quote for you.
Okay, well, that's very helpful.
Good.
And let's see, you said you have an annual insurance policy.
I do.
And that's covering, medical evacuation, because you travel so much.
Right.
I assume that's the reason.
Right, exactly. And also because, do I even dare bring this up? I'm on Medicare. Now you all know how old I am. Fabulous. Fabulous.
We are all. So.
Okay. And Medicare does not provide health insurance when I'm traveling outside of the United States.
And Rose's insurance policy, though, is, again, primarily, it only covers for health reasons, or, you know, lost baggage and things while you're actually traveling. Hers does not have the cancellation aspect that you might be looking for.
But can we do other policies then strictly with cancellation for each trip?
Exactly. Yep. So what you would do is
not have the health insurance.
Correct. And that would probably bring the price of the policy down, because you're not, that would be a factor in developing your premium price, would be the fact that you don't need that piece of that insurance.
Okay, very good. Well, we certainly have a lot of information, and we'll be looking into it.
Thanks, Ray. Thanks for listening.
Ray, thank you very much. We have one text real quick that we should be able to answer before we get to news. The Alaskan cruise in July with Fox. Somebody's asking, is it too late to get insurance for that trip? Like, how far in advance do you have to book?
What we recommend is that you get your insurance within 14 days of actually putting your deposit down, if you are looking to cover pre-existing conditions. At this point, you can buy insurance. It just wouldn't cover pre-existing conditions. But what it would cover is for things like, I tested positive and I have to come home.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. 855-616-1620, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. We have another half hour to go, so get your calls and texts in. Right now, though, we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jasper Appleton. Good morning.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
This music makes me want to mime for some reason.
We're not on Facebook Live. You can do it.
855-616-1620, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. It is the Fox World Travel Show. My name's Dayton. Rose and Andrea both here from Fox World Travel taking your questions. Let's go to Debbie in Heartland. Good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. I have a question regarding travel, even just temporarily traveling into Canada. My dad's going to be just going on an Alaskan cruise. And the cruise disembarks in Canada and then is scheduled to fly back the next day to the United States. At the time of booking, I didn't realize, nobody even gave it a thought. But after thinking about it a little bit, my dad was convicted over 50 years ago and has a felony on his record. In 2006, so over 20 years ago, he received a pardon on that. But now there's concern about him being able to disembark the ship and stay overnight, the one night in Canada, and then get back the next day. Any suggestions on how to proceed with that?
And you know what? I would absolutely check with an attorney. Because what we tell people who are traveling, and it's often Canada, very often, sometimes Mexico, sometimes others, what we tell people is you can get those expunged from your record. However, if it's no longer on the record, then there's no way to expunge something that doesn't exist. So the big question is it still on the record and showing as a pardon, or is it still on the record, or has it been removed from the record?
That's the problem. It wasn't even on the record until my dad felt the desire to have it pardoned, yep. which brought it back forth onto the record.
Yep. So I would absolutely,
you know, doing or wanting to do the right thing, it created a bigger problem.
Isn't that the way of the world? So what I absolutely suggest is, and I understand there's a cost to this, but rather safe than sorry, I would check with an attorney and find out. Can I get a pardoned felony expunged from my record?
Okay.
Yep, that's all I can tell you. I hate to stick my neck out and say, you'll be fine. I would never do that because it's crazy.
So basically, it becomes at the discretion of Canada at that point?
100%.
Checking you out.
Yep, we've had situations where, somebody said, "Oh, you're going to totally be fine. We can't even see it." And they got there and they're like, "Nope, we can see it, and you can't enter." And we've had situations where somebody's like, "Oh my gosh, this is crazy. You're definitely going to get denied boarding," and nobody even questioned them on it. So it is solely at the discretion of the Canadians and
customs.
Yep, and their customs agents.
What a dilemma,
okay.
eh?
Okay.
Yep. I would still check with an attorney.
So long ago.
Exactly. Right.
Well, Debbie, good luck with
that. Debbie.
Thanks for calling in. Okay. Thanks for listening. 855-616-1620. Somebody did ask on the text line, when is the best time to book for next year's Alaska trip?
Now.
Okay.
Certainly, we've got all of our groups up for sale on our website. So foxworldtravel.com, under the vacation tab, you will see group travel. And there's a bit of some scrolling you have to do there. But once you go to Fox Group Vacations, you get past the 2022, almost all of our 22 Alaskas are going sold out. Going out, sold out, and you scroll down past 22 and you have to get past a little bit of 23, and then you will find 2023 Alaska at the very bottom of that page. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6
Wow.
Going out next year. So we do Alaska and the Yukon, and we also do Alaska and Denali. So when I leave on the 10th of July, I will be doing the Alaska and Denali. If you are looking to do this on an independent basis, and one of our groups does not work for you, that's not an itinerary you want, or none of the dates work out, or what have you, you can call any one of our advisors Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, 866-GO-FOX-GO, and certainly start that conversation, because we do know Hawaii and Alaska are going to be huge next year.
And Rose is modest, but her trips and Colleen's trips always sell out the first and the fastest. So if either one of those are one you want to get on, now would be a great time as well.
Thank you.
Well, who wouldn't want to travel with Rose?
I want to travel with her.
So Colleen is traveling right now. Colleen is in Alaska right now. And actually, there is a text question that asks this question. What happens if I test positive on a ship? And Andrea, we know all too well what happens because it's happening on Colleen's trip right now.
So what happens?
What happens?
Well, we had a couple people that tested positive prior to getting on the ship. So they were still in the U.S. and we were able to help get them into quarantine and then get them back home. If you are on the ship, Holland America has been so incredibly helpful and is providing such great service to these people. It was a husband and a wife, and the wife tested positive. The husband was not. So they put the wife in a different cabin just to protect the husband, so then he doesn't test positive. And they've been giving her so much information, bringing her food, kind of doing everything they can. And then they are actually, by the time the ship docks in Vancouver, her 5-day quarantine will be done, which is what the U.S. requires. Canada requires 10 days. So instead of getting off the ship in Vancouver and making her quarantine for another five days, they're going to actually help get her to Seattle so she can fly home from Seattle, because then she'll have met the 5-day quarantine. So they have been, again, above and beyond helpful. Again, they will put you in a different cabin, but they will definitely be taking care of you should something like that happen.
Yeah, they've got it under control. And that's a beautiful thing about having Fox World Travel in your back pocket. Colleen could get these people in touch with the Fox people they needed to speak to and then get on her bus and be on her merry way while they were being taken care of.
Perfect. That's why they call you. That's why they go to foxworldtravel.com. And they look you up and get in touch with you. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. There are more calls, more texts when we come back. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose and Andrea both here from Fox World Travel. My name's Dayton. Thanks for listening this morning. 9:45, 61 on the way up to a high of 67 near the lake and 72 inland. Nice cool day, which we needed after this last week of heat. So that's good. 855-616-1620. The AccuDent Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Ruth Ann in Milwaukee. Good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. I have booked a trip to Alaska. I will be flying out of O'Hara directly to Fairbanks and return from Anchorage to, Chicago. And I have only had the Johnson & Johnson. They do not offer a booster. And the doctor, for medical reasons, does not want me to have the other vaccines. CDC considers one Johnson & Johnson fully vaccinated. Will Globus accept that?
As of right now, Globus considers you to be fully vaccinated if you had your primary dose. So in the J&J scenario, that would just be the one dose. So Globus would. The destination that you're going to, whatever country it is, I know you said in your case it's Alaska, but for the listeners out there too, the destination could dictate further. Like most of the European countries are requiring you to have a booster or that your dose was in the last 270 days. If you're just doing Alaska, since that's in the U.S., that is not a requirement that they have.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And you know what, Ruthann? You and I are in the same boat. We're J&J girls because I got a J&J too.
Good. Yeah. Good. And it's for medical reasons that I can't do the others. And J&J hasn't offered a booster.
Ruthann, did you?
My Fox World Travel agent could not, give me any peace about what was going on.
So I
thank you much.
You're welcome. What month are you traveling?
August.
Okay. So stay tuned.
We're doing the land tour.
Yep. So stay tuned, though. You know, make sure you stay on top of that all the way up until you travel. Never hear some information in June and assume it's going to be okay for August. But at this point in time, Alaska is in the U.S., so we're good there. And Globus is saying you're fully vaccinated with two Modernas, two Pfizers, or one J&J.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Now, I do have the insurance, and so that would cover and for my partner if they didn't accept it.
With insurance, I do not believe that is something that insurance would cover because it's not, you know, insurance's fault that the company that you were with, you know, changed their ruling on that. Globus may work with you in some capacity. I know in the past when they changed it from you didn't have to be vaccinated to you had to be vaccinated, that they were providing future credits, travel credits with them. But again, like Rose said, it's part of the reason probably why your advisor wasn't able to give you a 100% guarantee answer is because things are changing on a daily basis still to this day. So you really just have to be on top of it and watching to see if there are any changes all the way up until the time of departure.
All right. Thank you, Ruth Ann. We appreciate you calling in. We do have a text here that says, I have a J&J plus two Moderna boosters. So you
Whoa.
Can mix and match
yeah.
if you want to do that.
Yeah, but
so,
her health provider
right, she could not do
did
that.
Not want to. But,
right.
oh, yeah, I have a Moderna booster and a J&J first shot.
Yeah. AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. One segment left with Rose and Andrea. Get your questions in. The Fox World Travel Show is on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose and Andrea both here. It's Dayton Kane as well. Thank you for listening. Let's get right to the phone. AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Brad, thanks for being patient. What's your question?
Well, we're traveling in July to the Huatulco region of Mexico. We're going to be staying at Secrets, trying to find out what your opinion of the resort is and what's there to do in that area.
Rose and I actually have a very good family friend that just got back from Secrets Huatulco, and they had a really, really, really great time. They said the service was really fantastic. I love all of the Secrets brands, so you know you're going to get high-end service, adults only, all the inclusions, higher-end alcohol, so I think that is a great choice.
I was about to...
I was about to congratulate Brad on selecting a great resort because Secrets is just amazing. But as we were talking about all-inclusives, and Dayton said some of his guests, his family members like to stay back at the resort and some like to do excursions, there certainly are other things to do. Now, you probably are aware that Huatulco is famous for its seven bays. And there are several different day boat tours that you can take and see all seven bays. Now, you might think that's a little much. So there's also a half day trip where you don't have to see all of them. But there are turtles and there are dolphins and there is snorkeling and there is all of that kind of thing on boat excursions. There is also a town of Huatulco, which is a basically sleepy little village up in a highlands kind of. You get to see, the town. And that's just a pretty, I would say, half day, 3 hour type tour of Huatulco. So you can feel like you at least did that. There are some turtle habitats in Huatulco. So you can go see how they protect the turtles and they release the turtles and all that kind of thing. Waterfalls are very abundant in Huatulco. So there are lots of trips that, like, we have lighthouse tours in Door County. They have waterfall tours in Huatulco. And Brad, I might also suggest that it is something, it's probably in your best interest if you work with your AM Resorts concierge tour desk at Secrets, because you know then you have recourse in the event something happens and goes awry.
Do you happen to know anything about, like, the coffee plantations in that area?
Yeah, there's a couple different tours that include that as one of your stops. I don't personally think a coffee tour would just be worth, me venturing out for a trip, because that's probably an hour of the trip. But there are a number of tours that include a coffee plantation on the tour. You're very welcome. Enjoy the trip. It will be phenomenal. I know it.
Thanks, Brad. All right, next one off the text line. Global Entry, what changes have taken place? My friend completed her application for Global Entry yesterday and then was informed there are now only 4 or 5 places she can go. What do we...
So we know that because it's become so popular that some of these places, especially, for example, in Milwaukee, they've just shut down taking appointments because they're so far into the future. They're not going to go any more into the future at this point. But Andrea has a good little anecdote from one of our teammates.
Yeah, so one of our Sheboygan team members got accepted, and then she went on to make her appointment, and the only place that she could find was Chicago, and it was well into July, and this was several months back. But because so many people are actually getting their interviews done while they're in Chicago, like if they're coming home from another trip, that they are opening up more appointments because they kind of were double dipping and then they're canceling their appointments. So even as far out as you can make the appointment, do it and then just keep checking to make sure that nothing else opens up and you can get something sooner at a different location.
And even if they're not taking appointments for Chicago or Milwaukee, make an appointment in, say, Minnesota with the intention of canceling that, and then something else will come open. So I'm a prime example. I put in my application, I was accepted, and somebody was quick to point out on my last trip to Ireland, they take your $100 immediately. So it's not like you're, whatever. So time's a ticking as your $100 is in the hands of the U.S. government. But in any event, I was one of those people that I went through customs before my appointment was scheduled, which was several months in advance. And the customs agent, before I even asked, said, oh, I see you have an appointment in April. Would you like to get that done now? And it was February. And I said, sure.
Yeah.
So right then and there, I could do it.
Nice.
So.
And you like that global entry thing.
I do like that global entry. I talked about it so often and always said I'm with groups and family members so often that don't have the global entry that I have to wait for them anyway. But quite honestly, now that I've traveled with A, family, and B, groups with my global entry, I'll just wait on the other side for you. I'm not waiting in a line. I'm free to move about.
Right.
So nice.
So we have 1 minute left. We have the show coming up on June 29th.
Yes, so we don't want to miss that. That show is going to be all-inclusives, what's new and trending. You can sign up on our website under the Resources tab, and Katie Hawk and I are going to be talking about the destinations that Apple Vacations will be serving with what they call the exclusive nonstop vacation flights, aka charters, and we're also going to be featuring some new resorts that may very well be included in a promotion that we have upcoming. Those of you who are old Fox fans know exactly what I'm talking about.
Speaking of charters, what do we got leaving Milwaukee directly these days?
So we're very lucky, and that's, I was telling everybody off the air that how we can support Cancun, Jamaica, Los Cabos, Puerto Vallarta, and Punta Cana out of good old little Milwaukee all winter season long is very remarkable. And I know, and Andrea knows, that Apple Vacations is appreciative of Fox World Travel's support of this.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for both being here. Rose, enjoy your trip.
Thank you.
Say hi to Mr. Miller for me.
We'll do.
And are you in the next week, Andrea?
Surprise, you're getting Colleen next
week. Oh, nice. All right.
You may be hearing from me several times throughout the summer, though.
Looking forward to it. It happens every Saturday, 9 o'clock, the Fox World Travel Show. Thanks for listening. Coming up next, Annex Wealth Management and their crew with Money Talk.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.